Okay, we're going to learn the Quileute alphabet sheet. We're going to go through it and learn some things about the Quileute sounds. And also, when you know it, you will have 37 new Quileute words. The interesting thing to start out with is to know something about the vowels. There are four vowels in Quileute: A, I, O, and A with a line under it, which we call A-line. There are only about 10 A-line words, though, in the whole language. The A vowel has the sound ah and as in father and but. Okay? We have both of those sounds for A's in bayak, the word for raven. Ah, bayak. And usually it's when it's accented that the A has the ah sound. And I has the sounds E, A, and it, and I. Okay? And O sometimes is even pronounced as a U. So we'll start through the alphabet sheet and try to pronounce them as the old Quileutes did. There are explosive sounds. There are back sounds. Let's do it. We start out with alita. Alita. Fish. Alita. Raven. Bayak. Bayak. There isn't a C, but there's ch in Quileute. Chibod. 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 And the explosive ch, ch, as in cho cho. Cho cho. You often hear the school kids say cho cho. An important little bird in Quileute. And di ah di. Di ah di. You can hear that stop sign, which is like a question mark. Question, the di at the end you hear a sound. Okay, the first five: alita, bayak, chibod, chocho, di a di. Second line: hib hib, the word for silver salmon, aluxi. Hear that back k, luck. Aluxi. And the dog word? Cadado. Cadado. The word for elk starts out with an explosive k. K-kill. K-kill. It's also the first example we have of the boogeyman of Quileute pronunciation, the barred L, that you make by setting your mouth as if you were going to say an L word, leap, and then don't move your tongue, just blow. We also sometimes say it when we're pleading and say, please, would you please do it? Anyway, K-kill, K-kill, K, hear that K at the beginning, K-kill, and that lovely word, quash-quash, blue jay, quash-quash. We'll do the second line. Hib hib. Aluxi. Cadado. Kekith. Quash quash. Going on to the third line. Explosive kw. Kwaya. It's a word for water or the river. Kwaya. Back k. Kaliat. Kaliat at the back of the mouth. Kaliat. And a tough one. Explosive back K. Kaitza. Kaitza. Back K. Kaitza. Back rounded K. Kwal. Kwal. And the explosive rounded back K. Kwakspat. Kwakspat. That's a barbecue on the beach. Quaxpot. Okay, so let's do the whole first three lines. Alita. Pronounce them after me. Bayak. Chibod. Chocho. Di-a-di. Hib-hib. Eluxi. Cadedo, Akil, Quashquash, Quaya, Kaliat, Kaitza, Quao, Quaxpat. And going on, the word for otter has an explosive T at the end. Listen to it. Liat. Liat. The word for two. Sao. That's the barred L. Sao. Now, sometimes we pronounce things with a TH and avoid that sound. Thao. Thao. And the school kids often do that, and we regularly hear it in the village. But let's work on the barred L. Set your mouth like you were going to say an L word. Oh, don't change it at all. Just oh, and then blow, and you'll flabber your cheek a little bit. So, Lillian, you say you get a little spit out when you do it. So, it comes out the side of the mouth. So. It's a-o, too. A-o. It's kind of like an echo vowel. Sa-o. Going on, the mouthward, o-lit. O-lit. Skatefish, pa-quad. Pa-quad. And the light word, it's a tough one. It starts with an explosive p, p, and an explosive ch. Pecha. 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 Can you hear that echo vowel in the middle? E. E. Pecha. 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 School kids often say pecha. So let's do the whole thing up till now. We'll get good at it. Alata. Bayak, Chibod, Cho-cho, De-a-de, Hib-hib, Eilaksi, Kadedo, Kekil, Quash-quash, Kwaya, Kaliet, Kaitza, Kwa'l, Quaxpat, Liat, Sao, Olet, Paquad, Pecha. See, we're getting good at it. Moving on. Sat, King Salmon, Sat. It's got explosive t at the end. Sat, Black, Shepa. Shepa. Can you hear that little H sound after the vowel? Shepa. Shepa. People just say shepa, though. Shepa. The word for grave. Tatil. 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 And remember, people often use a TH instead of a barred L. Tatith. Tatil. The graveyard is the Tatithtal. The place where the graves are. Tabail. Tabail, a hard T. Tabail. We had one at the end of Liat, so you've already heard it. Tabail. Tabail. People often say Tabail, too. It's a river canoe. Tabail. And then there's a couple of tough ones. Tlokwali. It's like a Tithla. Tlokwali. Blackface society. Tlokwali. Tlo, tlo, quali, tlo, quali. It's a combination. And you can say tha, tho, tho, quali. Okay, then the toughest word, one of the most explosive words that humans can make. Tla-eal, tla-eal. It's kind of a Donald Duck sound. Tla, explosive tla, tla. The old people used to use that sound when they'd say clouds, clouds, they'd say clouds, or clams, clams, back in the old days, because they couldn't say a CL. They said, some people say cla-el, cla-el, with a K-L, cla-el. And And that's fine in ordinary conversation, but we should know a th sound and how to make it. Next one. Tseha. Tseha. It's a back X in there. kind of gets a clearing the throat sound. Tseha. 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 And one of the hardest words on the alphabet sheet, but an important one, the word for land or the nature spirit, tsikati, tsikati, tsikati. Okay, tsikati was the spirit that people prayed to in the old days. Tsikati. Thanks to Mother Nature for the berries, the animals, for the sunny days and the world itself. Tsikati. Okay, the next ones are the X sounds, and just remember they're not pronounced X as in English, like an X-ray. They are in front and in the back. Set your mouth as if you're going to pronounce a K, and then just blow K. Just blow out your mouth. Don't round your lips. And my kids used to use it when they'd say, keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up. Okay, the knife word? Cha-lit. 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 And the rounded one? Hokodis. Hokodis. The word for a hide or skin. Hokodis. Then the back ones, X with a dot under it. Ch'eid. Ch'eid. Ch'eid is a bee or really any stinging creature. Ch'eid. Okay? Ch'eid. And chwatzel, to wash. Chwatzel. Chwatzel. So let's do the four X words. Cha'alit, front one. Chokodis, with the lips rounded. Cheed, a back one. Chwatzel, with the lips rounded in the back. Chwatzel. Okay, we're almost done. Then we can go through the whole thing and you'll see how much you know. Ya'wa. Ya'wa. Now there's the first A line, and its A line has the sound of A. Ah, Ya'wa. Can you hear it? It's the at sound. Ya'wa. And stop sign. We use that question mark without the dot under it for the sound in uh-oh. And you can hear it in a-a-sayat. 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 The word for meat. A-a-sayat. The word for a bug or an insect has an A line in it too. Hear that? Hwadash. Rounded X, it's not kswa. Hwadash. Hwadash. And the last word? Hagai. Hagai. Hear the stop in there? Hagai. 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 Okay, so we've had all of the sounds now, and now we can go back, go through the alphabet sheet, and pay attention to the dots and the commas over the letters, which make an explosive sound. And here we go. Alita. Bayak. Chibod. Cho-cho. Di-a-di. Hib-hib. Eluxi. Cadedo. Kekil. Quash quash. Quaya. Kaliat. Kaita. Quattle. Quaxpat. Liat. Lao. Olet. Paquad. Pecha. Sa'at, Shepa, Tatil, Tabel, Tlokwale, Tlaayal, Tsecha, Tsakati, Wail, Ha'alil, Hukodis, Ched, Chwatsel, Yawa, Aasayat, Chwadash, Hagai. Wow, you've learned the Quileute alphabet. Now you can go through it. You see it all around us on the walls of buildings, etc. It's a beautiful sheet. And it's also 37 new words in Quileute. And there you have it. Our Quileute alphabet, the Quileute writing system, and 37 new words. See how fast you can go through it.